Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing Right Here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, send me an email. You can always send one to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. As I said earlier, a lot going on in the news. We're going to have a lot to report on as Joey B stays in as president, at least another couple of months, before he hands it over to that woman. So Dr. B joins us after the break, and, you know, one of the things we're talking about tonight, today, whatever, is truly what is going on at the White House. How do people, is it pride, is it stupidity, is it hate? How do they hang out and watch what's happening and not say anything, not a word? You would. I know some of you listening would, whether it was one of our guys or not. I would hope you would. Shapiro's got a good line that I think is good anyway. He says, the good news is, in short order, is that we'll no longer need to worry about our failing education system. Why? Because, you know, books are racist and math is racist and, well, everything else kind of what they teach at school except for gender neutrality and that kind of thing is racist. So there's nothing to worry about. We got you covered on all fronts. It's a true statement. It's this racism thing has not only just gone to the top. They must have got enough traction with it that they feel comfortable enough to say, hey, this is what's happening. This is wrong. This is problematic. And they're making a big deal out of it. Right? They're giving you numbers that aren't true. I heard them today. I heard another speech today talking about how they were hunting down black men. That inherently, police, not police departments, but police are inherently bad. Especially when it comes to, you know, hunting down young black men. What I really find funny is that they say that it's a 2-to-1 mix. That 2-to-1 in the black community are, I don't know, harassed by the police department? But the numbers they're giving aren't real. You can't even find them anywhere. Depending on how you twist and turn it, you can come close. You tell me all the violence in Chicago is white on black? Right? So when the police show up, who are they supposed to arrest? A white guy 6 blocks away who's never been there? Who are they supposed to arrest? They say, well, the numbers are that the black community makes up 13% of the overall community, yet I don't know what the actual number, like 66% of the jails are filled with black people. I said, I don't buy it. Right? They say they have no way out. I don't buy it. The system's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And maybe some of us need to step up and help more. But the reality is that any jail you go to, 99.9% of the people, they're innocent. Yeah, just ask them. They'll tell you. Seriously. And again, it doesn't mean all black folks are bad. But if the majority of the jails are filled up with black folks, considering they only take up 13% of the population, then what's the issue? Right? I mean, is committing crime more lucrative, better than getting a job? Or joining the military or doing whatever? When you have kids being picked up at 14, 15, and 16 years old for committing crimes at 2 o'clock in the morning, where's mom and dad? Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, no matter what the color is, where's mom and dad? See, they've been pounded away at the family for so long. Yeah, they. You know they I'm talking about. And they've been somewhat successful. Come on, think about it. Have they not? You're right. Blacks are incarcerated at higher numbers. Not because they're being sought out. But apparently they're Larry Elder and Leo Terrell and others like that. Yes, black males. It's because they are committing more of the crimes. Now, when I look at the numbers, that's a true statement. When the left tells you that black men are being hunted down for jail 2-1 to whites, that's not a true statement. There are more white unarmed men shot by police. And you know what's funny about it, when it comes to that, we're not so sure whether it was a black man who shot the white kid or a white cop. But it's like 9 to 3. 9 white guys to every 3 black guys are shot. Unarmed, excuse me. Are shot by police. What's that all? Now, if you want to do armed, then how are you going to wiggle your way out of that one? If the majority of the black armed perpetrators are caught, and they're carrying illegal guns, whose fault is it? Were they out for a stroll with an illegal gun? It really is stupid. It's less than doesn't make any sense. It's they're going out of their way to draw a picture that isn't real. It doesn't exist. Right? You know, the other thing, too, the reason these boycotts don't work, I heard it all weekend long. You know, you're going to boycott Amazon? Really? Who's doing that? Who used Amazon? And don't say, well, I've cut back. I don't want to hear that. How many of you actually stopped using Amazon? They're so big. They have so much stuff. It's kind of hard not to, isn't it? But you got to suffer to win. You do a little bit anyway. Joe Bastien, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on because we have so much fun and we run out of time so fast. Dr. B joins me. She does every week help us kind of get a handle on life in the upcoming week, as many of you are suffering from many things, depression, anxiety, confusion. Dr. B, thanks for being with us. And as one of the questions I get as a school board member, I mean, I could show you email after email after email where, you know, people are so mad at us for not getting these schools open. They're so, don't you understand what it's doing to our kids? And the funny thing is, I always post what it's doing to our kids. And it's even some of my trustee friends that are really into this for the right reasons, they're having trouble dealing with this because now they're feeling like maybe they aren't doing enough, you know what I'm saying, to make things happen. So it's affecting everybody all the way around. The parents really need to get informed so they can help their kids, help the situation as a whole, don't you think?
Indeed. Indeed. You know, this, you know, we talk about, you know, kids going through phases or, you know, kids are going to get over this. And parents, you know, oh, it's a phase, this whole cancel culture. Oh. It's not. The reason, hence the word culture after it. Every 10 years, every generation, we have a new culture. We just do. You know, there are latest fads. You know, you think about the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. I think the 90s got a little lost, but the 90s. And then, you know, 2000 to 2010. And then now we've got this. So we've got Gen X and Gen Y, Gen Z, iGen, which is the, you know, internet kind of iPad, everything generation. And now we've got what they call cancel kids. And I'm just like, that's a horrible name, first of all. But it is a culture. It is the next, it's the last few years, and it's going on, I'd say the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. And it will continue another 6, 7 years. It just lasts 10 years. It's just what this, these cultures, you know, these chunks of culture do, these generations. Now, the problem is the cancel culture, it is so toxic because if you talk to kids, talk to students on campus, which I do every single day, it's what I do for a living, and these are some things parents need to know, that it is quite serious what's going on. Kids are literally saying, I'm canceling you because you have, and a lot of it is happening to good, morally upright kids that stand for something, whether they are Christians or just have a really good moral and ethic code because of their parents. Good job to those parents. These kids are getting ostracized. These kids are getting isolated. Oh, yeah. These kids are getting bullied for it, for standing up for truth in a good way. And they're now saying they're ignoring them, they're blocking them, and saying they're canceling them. And we're going to see another round of suicidal ideation, and that's exactly what's happening, because the minute you misstep, look at everything that they're doing to any politician, right? Any conservative, and it's harmful and it's hurtful for a lot of adults, let alone kids in school, where they basically say you don't exist and they walk away. And parents need to know that this is going on. It is quite serious. There are a couple articles in the New York Times about this. They're now having studies about
how. Did you just swear on my show? The New York Times. Right? Sorry, guys.
I won't post that one. But then we're having a severe psychological impact, and that is what I'm always wanting to talk about.
Getting an idea that you can cancel negative things in your life, that you can cancel things that you don't agree with or don't feel right about. But the reality is it's not true. You know, sickness, disease, other things going on in your life, your hair color, your eye color, you can't cancel those things out. You can't cancel your mom or your dad. They are what makes up your DNA.
Yeah, it is very interesting. You know, you read the studies about psychologists who are more conservative versus the majority of them that are more liberal, and you want to give them, you know, a voice, right? Everybody, and we've got to teach them to not be offended, nor think that every time somebody has a differing opinion that they're bad or they're horrible. And that's on both sides. Whether or not, you know, I for one, my husband and I lead our family as far as God goes and his morals and his ethics and biblical values. But we also teach them, if someone doesn't agree with you, pray for them. Have a discussion about it. If they're not interested, literally, like the verse says, know when to wipe the dust off your feet and walk away and say, I don't really, you know, we don't have anything else to discuss. Bye-bye. And we empower them that way. But what this is leading to are severe mood disorders. We're going to be a giant mess if we don't get a handle on this. We already are seeing isolation, depressive moods, anxiety, impulsive behavior, and then use of substances with our teens and all the way down to children in elementary school.
You know, a few years ago, one of the major colleges, a law college, I can't remember whether it was Harvard or one of those, but they canceled the portion
what is it, the defense attorney type of clause that they had to cancel the portion on rape because too many of the young ladies found the term and having to study and go through it too traumatic. And I'm thinking to myself, so how in God's creation are you going to not defend, but go after somebody who's raped a victim of yours, the person you're helping? I mean, if they don't face the negativity, and you and I have talked about this now for well over a year on the show, where parents for years wouldn't let their kids face negativity, and this is what they've produced, isn't it?
It is, and we have to have the difficult conversations with them. We have to teach them what is right and what is wrong and how to cope. And while, yes, it's okay for them to feel sadness and worry and anger, parents also need to step in and not only validate their emotions once in a while, for sure, but teach them the right thing to do. Teach them that the cancel thing is not a thing. You can throw away these books and you can take pages out of history, books, and it's still in your head. It's like they're trying to wipe our hard drive or something, and we're not computers. It's so confusing. We've got different schools doing different things, different colleges. It's so confusing for our kids. And I'm
starting. You have segregated now graduation, segregated dorms, segregated eating rooms. I'm thinking, my God, did people died for the right for you to sit any place you wanted with whoever you wanted, and now you want to go back to that? Boy, the Dems are really good.
They are. The media has created such division and such chaos with all of this that none of this had to happen just because the same certain groups, and it's not even a skin color, it is a mentality.
Yep.
They're up to it, and they never will be satisfied.
Yeah, more cancel culture when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Here with Dr. B. Don't go far. You got any questions for her? You can send them to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or head up to the website where they have a live chat room. We'll be back in a minute.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released its highly anticipated guidelines Monday for people fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Those that are fully vaccinated can visit with other fully vaccinated individuals indoors without a mask or social distancing, and meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk. That could allow seniors to visit with their grandchildren for the first time in more than a year. The CDC does warn that those who are vaccinated should still continue to take some precautions, like wearing masks in public and avoiding large in-person gatherings. And the Biden administration has given protected status to undocumented Venezuelans in the United States. An estimated 320,000 Venezuelans will receive temporary protected status. According to Homeland Security officials, the move was made because of the extraordinary conditions in Venezuela, where nearly 5 million people have fled in recent years to escape economic hardships and humanitarian crises. The temporary protected status allows people to live and work in the U.S. until conditions improve in their home countries. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back.
Yeah. Okay, you go.
We are back. You'll listen to Real Time on GCN Live. All you got to do is hit the right button. I couldn't hear anything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us and comments you make, whether it's in the chat room or sending me emails. And again, it's just getting informed. If you get informed, you can make a decision. If you kind of decided you think you know what it is and you really don't have information, not cool. It's really not the right thing to do. Anyway, talking about getting informed, that's why I have Dr. B come on a regular basis, because I don't have a clue. Somebody has to. So I bring her on to fill us in on what's... And to save us. Got to save us. From ourselves.
I can't save you.
Well, seriously, think about it. I mean, it's you know, we're kind of victims of our last conversations in a lot of ways, eh? People will call me or send me emails. Did you hear about? Did you hear about? Did you hear about? And I'm like, no, I can't keep up with it all.
So much.
Right?
Yeah.
So much coming at us.
It's crazy. I just try to help y'all make sense of it, but in my mind, it's piling up so fast that I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
They're dragged in every direction because this expert said this. This expert said that. You know, you're talking about the for years, I don't know, you know, if you were pushing this like I was, saying, get your kids off of those iPads, get them off the iPhones, get them off a computer. I mean, they're spending too much time in, what do you want to call it, an emotional neutral state when you're online. You can't see people's faces, you can't see their expressions, and now that has rolled into this whole cancel culture world, hasn't it?
It is digital heroin. You know, you jump on it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
It's a thing. It hits the same receptors. You know, we've talked about this as drugs. And the more you put your kids on social media, the more they're going to be addicted to it. And especially if you have any kind of genetic predisposition to addiction, you're setting your kids up. automatically. And I have parents like, it's no big deal. Everybody's online. Well, you're setting them up to addiction, to nicotine, to drugs, to alcohol, you name it. And, you know, that along with the anger that this cancel culture is producing, I don't know how kids are going to survive. They are not coping well. If I have one more elementary school child come up to me and say, Dr. B, you know, or Miss Bridget, I just want to die. I cannot imagine this world getting any better. I am going to lose my mind. And it's what they're saying. It's what I'm hearing from parents, that their kids just don't see a way out. They are too exposed, and I don't know what else to say to parents as a warning. You're exposing them too much. Get the screens out of their hands. Turn off the dang TVs. Turn off the radio and put on some fun music. I don't care if you're trying to get informed. Get informed on your own time. We've got to protect our kids. They can't handle it. They no longer want to hear about it. They don't want to hear about the politics. They don't want to hear about cancel culture. You know, so many psychologists say to sit down with your kids and explain everything that's going on. And I'm always saying, actually ask them what they think about what's going on and how their head is and how their stress level is. And then use that to remove it from their lives. And that's what we have to do. It's time to protect them. And I know this is going to fall on deaf ears. You know, some of you, I'm preaching to the choir, and good for you. But I'm so livid about what the media is doing, you know, and social media outlets. It's just bad. It is just really bad, and it's getting worse.
But this goes back to, you know, not you, but the generic, you know, psychologists and the government and what have you for decades. You know, we heard about how bad it was, how bad TV was, and the music was going to cause the kids to do certain things. And then,
right.
remember, what is it, Reefer Madness? Remember the movie Reefer Madness, right?
Yeah.
That's what you were going to do if you smoked dope. And so we've heard so much.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say it. Our parents lied to us to get us not to do certain things.
Right.
And then you find out later on, not that they lied, but that wasn't true because, you know, I smoked dope and I didn't go crazy and jump off of buildings when I was younger.
Yeah, and there's some of it that's true, right, about every generation, of course, you know, if you're not genetically, you know, predisposed. But this is a different level now psychologically, the brainwashing that's going on. You can listen to music and you can just have a good time. We were made to worship. So I don't think, you know, music, unless it's, you know, like some of these new hip-hop artists, that it's so disgusting what they are. It's so disgusting. Someone showed me some lyrics and I'm like, okay, I can't unsee that. It's just horrible. And it's so racist and sexist. It's just different. We are on a different level because this is morality that they're attacking. This is God and conservatism they're attacking. This isn't just everybody kind of agreed growing up that, you know, don't listen to too much of that and don't smoke too much of that. But now it's literally attacking the core of the person's soul and their belief system. Very different place we are today. So, you know, free speech, it's only a thing if you have something hateful to say or if you, you know, if it's something that supports one group over another. You cannot have, like, a good thing to say. You cannot be moral anymore, or you are all kinds of obias. There's so many phobias that I've had to look them up. I didn't even know there were that many phobias. It's just a different level of, you know, what's going on as far as, you know, parents.
It's almost, again, I'm going to go back
kids,
to our parents for years kept beating on the people around their kids to make sure their kids didn't feel bad, to make sure their kids weren't exposed to things that would hurt their feelings, hurt little Johnny's feelings, you know. I mean, think about that. Your child was chosen last, you know, in whatever it was, speedball or what have you, for the team, and mom was all upset, you know, started yelling at the teacher. It's like, oh, my God, let's get this kid chosen second so I don't have to go through that. Well, that was wrong.
Yeah.
That was wrong. You should look at little Johnny's mother and said, well, have little Johnny practice on the weekends, you know, instead of sitting there in front of the cartoons all day long, and maybe he'll be better and he'll be able to, you know, be chosen second or third, right? I mean, that should have been what we were doing with these kids, no?
It's, yes. Yeah, we've just taken it to a different level, and it's just gotten so personal. It's just really bizarre, and our children and our teenagers.
Oh God, this is going to send you. This is going to send you through the roof. Somebody just sent me this as we were talking.
What?
So Pepe Le Pew won't be appearing in any more Warner Brothers movies. Did you read about this?
Yes, because
he is a contributor to rape culture. I'm like, my God, are we
talking about? Because that's, it was, I love that. It's the cutest thing with that little cat that he chases all over the place. I think it's adorable. I never thought, oh my gosh, that cat is being victimized. And I feel like just by watching it, that I might be, you know, sexually abused right now.
You're nice as I am. I want to look at that person and poke him and go, it's a cartoon, you fool. What is wrong with you?
Right, but if you keep telling kids this, they're going to, of course, it's so leading, right? Hey, do you feel like, you know, he's trying to rape that cat? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's disgusting. It's abusive because they don't know that word. They don't need to know that concept. And this is all they're doing because now everybody's talking about it. No wonder kids are going crazy because they don't want the negativity. They don't want it. They just want to sit down and watch a dang cartoon, read a book.
I know. Hey, I would. All right, we've got to go for a break. When we come back, we've got a caller for you, Larry from Washington. I guess he wants to ask you a question, but I don't know what that question is. But we'll get to him on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with you. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Sign up for the newsletter. And it's real simple. As a matter of fact, if you can't see where the newsletter is on the website, you probably shouldn't be driving. You know what I'm saying? That's how easy it is to find it. Also, you know, check the shows, the times. Sign up not just for the newsletter, but sign up for the text alerts. You simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. This is the Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Show, 855 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me hit the phones. He's been waiting for a while. Larry from Washington. Larry, thanks for calling the show. And do you have a question for Dr. B? Or? Hello?
Question, comment. First, the can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've enjoyed your program. I first discovered it shortly after the beginning of COVID when nobody could go out and socialize. And so what I would do every day after work is go on a Sunday drive, because I can remember that with my parents after church out and get an ice cream cone and sit in the back seat and just enjoy the scenery. And you were on the radio, and I can remember excuse the dog barking. Walked in the other room, closed the door. I can remember calling you one night, and I said, just talked into my phone and I said, call the Joe Messina Show. And it got to you. And it was, you had a great conversation in my mind anyway. And so tonight I heard you all talking with your guest. Her words resonated so heavily with me. I'm 72. I've got three beautiful daughters that are just all doing very well in their families, and I have seven grandchildren. And everything she said was just spot on. I also taught high school for 3 years, so a bit of an education background.
Good.
And I
Good.
Hope that your words get through to the world. I mean, you are just spot on. And I just really want to thank you for having guests who can promote that message. And you got a wonderful program. Keep it going, man. Keep it going.
Larry, thank you for the kind words. And listen, thank you for your service to the kids, because I think good teachers who care about kids, do a real service to the world, to the community as well. So thanks for doing that, and God bless you and your kids.
God bless you all, too. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. G, you know, hey, high compliments. From here, you have an educator that called you and said he really appreciated what you were doing. You're not going to hear that much from many of them.
Right. No, I do appreciate it, Larry. Yeah, thank you. It's true. And not saying it's true, but I get this all the time, just from parents, just like, Dr. B, what do I do? You know, I give them some tips and advice and they put it into play and it happens. I mean, it good things happen. And a lot of it is just dumbing it down, turning it off, taking a break, getting back to family meals as much as you can those kids talking and hanging out. We had one tonight, you know, and at first our oldest was fussing about it, but we had the best conversation with all of us over dinner. It was just fantastic. And just turn everything off. And that's how they feel connected. You cannot fall parents. You cannot parent out of fear, and you just have to be the parent. You can't let them, I'll let you decide. What do you think? Should you play video games now? Should we let them eat pizza upstairs? Be the parent.
But I don't know. They're deciding what sex they are. I think you're getting in the way here. What's the problem?
Oh,
what's
my
wrong
goodness.
With what pizza you want?
Right, kids can't drive, kids can't smoke weed, kids can't drink vodka, but kids can choose what sex they are in kindergarten. And they can change it, and they can decide whether or not to have hormone shots that will make them infertile for the rest of their lives and grow beards by the time they're 13. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't take hormone shots. I had a beard.
I'm talking about girls.
Okay. Well, listen, you started going down a road, and I was thinking, a great segue into this this Markle and Harry story that's been going on.
Look,
most of these young people can tell you, what was that show, you know, America's Got Talent or any of that. They can name all that stuff. They can name, I don't want to say it, but, you know, the most cherished song of the year, the one that won a whole bunch of accolades was from Cardi B, and it was a pretty nasty title to the song, and it's a pretty nasty song to begin with.
Yeah.
And yet Dr. Seuss has to be pulled, okay? So these kids are growing up holding people like this Markle person up in high esteem. And, you know, when you saw her earlier in England and she was at events with Harry, you could see she was very taken back, very irritated that they were giving him all the attention and not her. You could actually see that it was dripping off of her. And now 100%. You see this interview and you hear her talk or what have you. My God, she needs to have all the attention or else, doesn't she?
Absolutely. She was cold as ice. It was painful to watch that interview. I just watched one section of it. And I have friends that are actually like, I say that loosely, liberal acquaintances that were like, it was so spot on. Wow, was it revealing of the royals? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Could you not see, read her body language, look at her eyes, just like Kamala Harris when I watch her, just her eyes are just full of contempt and, I don't want to cuss, but just come on. And yet just watching it and seeing how, you know, Harry is just like, you know, I never knew that I was trapped. I never knew that, you know, I was privileged. I'm just like, I don't even know what you're saying right now. But just the, you know, I, you watch, and I can see that, you know, the average person, liberal, will want to eat it up and believe what she's saying. But it was so obvious to me because it was so outrageous. So outrageous. You know, things like, you know, talking about the race of, or the color of her baby's skin and that they would judge that. And I'm just like, no, honey, they're judging you and they're judging as far because she's just such a contemptuous person.
Oh,
I don't know what to
say. She was
going to
be the next Prince Diane, right? Princess Diane, right? I mean,
totally, and comparing herself with her.
Yep.
And saying things that, that the royal family is jealous. They're just jealous because they saw another Diana, and you know, and Harry was just like, absolutely. I mean, that's what it is.
Like, wow.
What are you? Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry,
what are you
she ain't that pretty.
About?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just saying it.
Well, it was just so ludicrous and lying and panfit. But the thing is, she believes it. She believes this.
Yep.
That she's this person. The narcissism. Again, we can just list mental disorders of these people. I mean, she definitely, in her heart, was just pure wicked. You could just see it. So, yeah, it was difficult to watch. In that,
but it was real. When you saw her speaking, I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
When you saw her speaking, I cringed because the words rolling out of her mouth, she wasn't thinking, how do I say this to hurt that queen as much as I can? She really believes every word that rolled off of her tongue was truth, right?
Absolutely, and that's what narcissism is about. It's bringing it all back to you, making it all about you, and playing the victim. When we all, there are thousands upon thousands of Americans that would like to be a victim, a victim like she is, as far as financially, career, looks, whatever. She never was a good actress, and she proved to not be during that interview as well. So I just feel sorry for both of them. The majority of, the world saw them for what they are, just desperate for fame. Unfortunately it's going to fade. They will fade quickly.
It's kind of tough to talk about how downtrodden your life is sitting in a $15 million home. Right?
Right.
That sprawls a bunch of acres, and you have enough money to maintain it. I like how that they put them in this little portion of the porch to make it look like, it wasn't too big of a deal. And,
right.
Harry
designer clothes.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
I mean, they're so oppressed. And they're being interviewed by one of the biggest oppressed black women on the planet, right? I mean, a woman who fought her way out of poverty. Prove that even as a black female, you could make it in a business that was not happy about, having females in it at all. And now she's got what? She's the largest female business-owned media company there is? Oh, yeah.
Pretty
that's
unbelievable.
Impressive.
And she looks so unhappy herself. I mean, what a difference 10 years makes or whatever. She just has that liberal look, and it's just this angry, it's like they're still not happy no matter what. And that shows you money, fame, it doesn't buy you happiness. It doesn't. You've got to have some kind of belief system. You need to have some sense of family and embrace it and stop chasing all this fake stuff. So yeah, it's,
I have never understood. And to your point, I mean, I know people can get mad at me because I'm generalizing, but I noticed that Democrat women look miserable most of the time, okay? They never look happy. They're always complaining about what somebody else is doing or not doing. It's a victim thing, right?
It is. It's just a pure mentality of enslavement. It's an enslaved mentality, and it's not a racist thing. It's an actual thing.
I've seen it. I've talked to some of them.
Check it out a bit.
Is this amazing? All right, lady, tell people where they can hear you, where they can find you, where they can read your writings.
DrBradio.com.
See, that's too easy. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. A lot more coming up in the next hour. It's all Joe for a whole hour. I hope you can stand it. We'll be back in a few minutes.